Broadcasting live from beautiful Silicon Valley, California, it's time for Lunch with Ricky in the Morning. And here's your host, Ricky.
Welcome to another episode of Lunch with Ricky. How's everyone doing? Good morning, everyone. I am your host, Ricky. April 20th, 2011.
April 20th.
420. I've heard that before. 420.
Referenced quite a bit.
What does that mean? 420.
I have no idea.
I think it means something. Anyway.
They're just great.
Good morning, everyone. How's everyone doing? You know, a couple things. First of all, I definitely woke up on the wrong side of the bed today. And I'll have the case with you. So Wednesday mornings at my house are trash, the trash pickup.
Oh, the big old truck comes by.
Dude, 5:30 in the morning. Exactly. I woke up to that sound. 5:30 in the morning. 5:30. The sun's not even up. And I was like, oh, my God, 5:30. You know when that stuff happens, like, it's so hard to go back to sleep.
Dude, that's the worst part, because then all you hear in the background throughout the whole block just
beep, because it's a good 10 minutes pickup. And so if any greater Bay Area waste management companies are listening right now, please, can you extend them by a couple hours?
Ecology, waste management. Can you guys wake up later, like maybe after 10?
After 10, you know, when we're out. Or, you know, I understand you got a job to do. Make it 8. But 5:30 in the morning, oh, my God. God, so yeah, I definitely woke up on the wrong side of the bed, and then getting here, and some of you guys may be witnessing it, and we mention this all the time in the morning, this traffic thing, man, it's so unpredictable. And I knew when I were actually having a conversation, because I was asking him, dude, like, you know, we're driving down the 880 here, what's it going to be like in 20 years? You know, because it's only going to be double the amount of cars, and I mean, what's going to happen? Are you going to start having like double decker layer freeways? Because you got to do something.
Well, this is what I think is happening. Obviously, with the way gas is going and up, three things are going to happen. You're going to have people start to carpool more. People trade down to these. You know, people won't drive. Period. They just won't drive.
That's it.
They'll find a different way to, you know, public transportation. Or the third is we're trading down to smaller cars. Mm-hmm. And you know, fine, they're saying there'll still be more cars, but cars are getting smarter. You know, a few months back, we talked about Google and their self-driving Priuses they were testing out. But you can take that technology of linking cars together and apply it anywhere. And imagine, we get to the point where cars are smart, where they're talking to each other. Say you're heading down to L.A., jump on the 5, join a caravan of, 10 or 15 other autonomous cars or whatever they may be in. I think it's just going to force us to make these better advances. That's really what it's going to do.
I hope so. But at the end of the day, no matter what, there's going to be an oversupply of cars.
Oh,
right?
Of course.
And that's what I'm saying. Absolutely. So even if we're going to be more efficient about it, which is great, but at the end of the day, like, there's limited infrastructure, limited roads.
Limited resources.
Exactly. And oh, my God. I was like, what's it's going to be like India here.
Well,
you know,
it really is.
Oh, good Lord. Anyway, so that was my little, those two gripes in the morning. And it was a good conversation in the morning about this. I was like, dude, what's going to happen?
You know what I would do is that's part of the reason why last week I said people should be able to work from home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I was CEO, I'd say work from home, because do the bosses ever sit in that traffic? I mean, I know half the time you guys may come in later. I've heard in some companies the CEO has provided car service.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Is this true?
All the time.
Why?
All the time.
Is it because they're a celebrity? Because they're important? What's the dealio?
They don't have time to drive, please.
Oh, come on. See, that's why. They're busy checking their BlackBerries and stuff and hanging out in their, you know, my box. And we're
you know what I really think? Why they do it? Because they can. Because they can. Why do they have charter flights? Because they can.
Because they can.
Why do you get escort service everywhere? Because you can.
Okay. All right.
And, oh, gosh. Get your head out of the guy. I didn't mean like that. I meant like personal valets everywhere. That too, though. Speaking of CEOs and work just dynamics, we had a fun show last week. It was hot. And I don't think we've gotten more emails than we did this last week about we asked the audience last week, if you were CEO for a day, what would you do? And people had, you know, interesting ideas all across the board. We had some serious ones. We had some not as serious ones. I want to take politics out. Well, you know, we all do. We all do. But
what do you want to replace it with?
Exactly. You know, like plus, you know. But I was asking to get a little deeper. But some people had great ideas. A couple of emails I want to get to. Uma writes, In her workplace, we used to organize small fundraisers at lunchtime, which was fun and really helpful to the needy. That makes people happy. So I would set up a room with food and games and hold these fundraisers and make employees take a break and relieve stress. That's a pretty easy, simple step. A lot of companies already do this, but maybe some of the lower ones or smaller ones don't. Mega writes, she changed tunes because we had also asked, and again, it's a contest we're running for the rest of the month. Help us think of a name. Help us think of a title. Taking the lead last week was Brunch with Ricky. I didn't love it. Our news first reaction was didn't love it. Something a little funnier, but she writes, it was actually good. She first writes, great show. My 5-year-old laughs all the way to school listening to you in the morning. My 8-year-old also can mimic Unnew's voice to a T.
Oh, boy.
Here we thought you were irreplaceable, man. The second you give me grief, I got an 8-year-old waiting to take your job, right? can mimic your voice. Another name for you, Chai Express with Ricky. You can have the sounds of hustle and bustle in the hectic Mumbai. Okay. Wow. Chai Express with Ricky.
Welcome back to Chai Express with Ricky.
Okay.
Let's work on it.
In the playoffs. It's in the semifinals.
We'll put it in the semis, but, just like the Sharks.
A little more creativity. And again, there's a fun package and prize for you guys if you can come up with a great title. Help us out. We know. But anyway, till then, it's Lunch with Ricky. ...
In the morning.
There you go. What do we do today? We're gonna have some fun today, as always. But here's the deal. And you know, last couple of weeks, I've been kind of hinting at this. We've done a show on lifestyle. We've done a show on relaxation. We've done a show on general health. But let's take it to the next level. And quite frankly, I need your help. So this is very self-serving. Question to you. How do you work out? Now, let me dive deeper. So, you know, I've been working out regularly for the last 6-7 years. But, you know, after a while, A, it gets boring. B, you just don't see the same results because you have to work twice as hard doing that same exercise.
The whole motivation part.
Right.
That, yeah.
And more than that, like they say, you know, if you run, then to lose that weight or keep it off, you got to double that. I'm not trying to run 45 minutes an hour every day.
Start up with 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm baby stepping that thing, yeah. But my question to you is, like, what are some other ways, and how do people work out? You hit the gym, or we all hit the gym, but what do you do specifically? Yeah. No, I'm asking you.
Oh, you're asking me. I thought you were opening it up to the audience.
I know you like the topic, but I'm asking.
See, yeah. I get ingrained, and I'm a listener as well. For me, it's a little bit of cardio and lifting. I love lifting weights. Yeah. You can't get better than that.
See, I don't love lifting weights as much. I don't enjoy that. See, and I'm hit the gym. I'm more a cardio. I like to get the blood going.
Okay.
And I feel like I get the most results that way. At least I feel after like a good run. But don't get me wrong. I mean, calories-wise, you can burn just as much. So I want to hear from the audience. Again, we got a good gift pad. You give something good. You may be a winner today. 1-855-772-8278. 1-855-772-8278. Any recommendations how you work out? Give us something fun. Do you dance the Bollywood beats? Do you, as I know, hit the gym? Do you picture something when you're working out? Give me some motivation, people, because right now I need it. We're going to have Rechna joining us in the show later. Rechna, as you know, is the Bay Area fitness expert who you hear here on 1170 on Wednesdays. But she's going to be on and going to be giving some advice as well. We're going to catch up with her and give us some more tips. On the other half of the show, we're going to get into food, diet, because there's another thing that my trainer told me. Hey, Ricky, you got to change your diet, man, especially being South Asian, being Indian. Some of that stuff you put in your body, it's not good. The things I thought was low fat or that I thought was low in calories, no, think again. So I want to get your tips on that as well. But first, how do you guys stay in shape? 1-855-772-8278. We got a song for you in a bit here as well. You're going to want to check it out. Enrique Iglesias with Sunidhi Chauhan. Interesting, huh? You're going to hear that as well. We'll be right back.
You're having Lunch with Ricky in the morning. Join us at facebook.com/lunchwithricky.
Dreaming of owning a home in India? The time has now come to fulfill your lifelong dream with Citibank India Home Loans. Citibank offers NRIs like you the comfort of applying for a home without leaving U.S. They offer loans up to 7.5 crores, loans up to 80% of the property value, flexible repayment tenures up to 20 years. Call their dedicated relationship manager, Dipesh Basu, at 408-975-2785. 408-975-2785. If you have dreamt of a career in cloud and mobile platform like Salesforce.com or Google as an administrator, analyst, or a developer, then you need to join Cloudalyze, a consulting firm in these emerging technologies. They assist you for your upcoming cloud computing career. To help you succeed, Cloudalyze will provide you with extensive training, certification exam assistance, resume and interview preparation, and hold your hand through your first client project. For more information, visit Cloudalyze.com or call Neeta at 408-800-2610, 408-800-2610. AAA Entertainment and Jai Singh presents Rahat Fateh Ali Khan live in concert. Mark your calendars for April 23rd, 7 p.m., Memorial Auditorium, Sacramento. And April 24th at 7 p.m., San Jose State University Event Center.
To purchase tickets, log on to Sulekha.com or AAAEntertainments.com or call Neeraj at 510-565-9518. 510-565-9518.
India's leading real estate developer, Unitech, having a range of homes and properties across India, brings you Unitech Roadshow, brought to you by Buy Indian Properties at DoubleTree by Hilton, San Jose, California, from 18th to the 21st of April. To register, call 1-917-650-1414. Come, visit us and choose from a wide range of options to invest in your dream home today. Call 1-917-650-1414. Unitech, building dreams across India.
अरे यार, तुमने अपने पेरेंट्स के लिए इंश्योरेंस कहाँ से करवाई? मेरे पेरेंट्स नेक्स्ट मंथ आ रहे हैं, मुझे अभी से रिसर्च करनी पड़ेगी।
रिसर्च करने की क्या जरूरत है? Just go to visitorscoverage.com and boom, you can compare plans, pick the best one and apply online. It's that simple.
सच? ऐसी कोई वेबसाइट है क्या?
Absolutely. visitorscoverage.com is the best website for visitors insurance. visitorscoverage.com, the best place to buy visitors insurance.
आप सुन रहे हैं रेडियो फंडू. फॉर एडवर्टाइजिंग कॉल अस एट 408-476-6118, 408-476-6118.
Mom, I want to go to science, tennis and chess camp. But Mom, I want to go to Bollywood dance, ice skating and Hindi music.
Okay, both of you, let's get you signed up at Little Champs.
Little Champs offers wide variety of camps. They also have a wonderful after-school program with pickup facility located in Cupertino. Visit them at www.little-champs.net or call them at 408-216-9346, 408-216-9346, or attend their open house on Sunday, April 24th and May 8th between 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Currently enrolling for Saturday chess class.
Have you been turned down for a home loan by your bank or mortgage lender? Are you upside down on your mortgage? Hi, this is Seema Sharma with Priority Lending. Priority Lending has the ability to lend money when other lenders can't. Start saving money now. Call 1-800-98-LOWER. Right now, you can get a fixed-rate home loan at 2.99%. That's right, 2.99%. Ask us about our no-closing-cost loans. Call 1-800-98-LOWER. That's 1-800-985-6937. Or visit us at PriorityPromise.com. At Priority Lending, we make your future our priority. Hum Punjabi aur Hindi dono bolte hain, namaskar.
This week's wellness tip has been brought to you by Spa Dhara, a wellness and Ayurvedic spa in Fremont, California. Spa Dhara provides facials, massages, threading, waxing, yoga, and a full suite of Ayurveda services. You can reach Spa Dhara at 510-256-5001 or at spadhara.com. Today's tip, it's for all you commuters right now suffering from backaches, and for all those that lead a sedentary lifestyle and end up with pain in the back. So you can have chips and beer and then exercise as well to stay fit to reduce your strain on the back. But if this advice is coming a little too late after one too many pints of beer, here's a tip to alleviate that pain. Eat 2 cloves of garlics in the morning. But Anu, yeah, use a mouth freshener before you go to work, okay?
Okay, all right.
Also, boil 4 to 5 garlic cloves and sesame oil for half an hour and then massage the back area with the warm oil. Then take small amount of bishop weaves, or ajvan in Hindi, and put it in small pieces of cloth to make it out of a poultice and heat it. Apply this warm poultice on your back for 10 to 15 minutes. Imagine that. It should give immediate relief to your pain in the back. Again, this tip has been brought to you by Spa Dhara in Fremont. For severe back pain, you can visit Spa Dhara for Ayurvedic services, therapies, massages, and more. Call them at 510-256-5001 or again at spadhara.com.
This next song is brought to you by Dr. Sheetal from Remington Park Dental. To make an appointment, call 408-245-0600. Hatila!
I changed completely having lunch with Ricky, and Ricky, I have to tell you, there's no way, no way in the world you're ever going to get cast in my movie. And Ricky, you have to pay me for this, you know that.
Now back to lunch with Ricky in the morning. I got 5 on it.
All right, welcome back. You know, we didn't even mention one thing. If you're on the hold, thank you for your patience. Stay on hold. We're going to get to you guys just in a second. We had a little birthday weekend here, didn't we, Anu?
Yeah, yeah.
Anu celebrated another year of a wonderful existence thus far. We had a little time on the over the weekend.
Yeah, we had a great time in Los Gatos, huh?
Los Gatos. That was a lot of fun. I'm glad you remember. Yeah, it was a good time. All right.
That's about it.
The topic for today, how do you guys stay in shape? And I'm asking, it's personal. I want to know what you guys do. Motivate me. All right, let's go to the lines here. Let's go to Sham in Belmont. Sham, how you doing? Welcome to Lunch with Ricky in the Morning. Are you
Hello?
There? Yeah, hi there.
Hey, hey.
Thank you for waiting.
Thanks. Thanks for taking me. Mm-hmm. So, good morning, and what were we talking about? We were talking about workouts and...
Yeah, that's right. We're talking about workouts and how you stay in shape.
So, to be very, very honest, I do hit the gym, mm-hmm. but I'm not a fanatic. Mm-hmm. A, and B, I'm not very good at doing exercises. So what I generally tend to do is I tend to stay fit so that I can play some kind of sport.
Sport,
that's
okay.
That's my main motivation to go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Stay fit to play some kind of sports. I play decently well, kind of racket games and volleyball. So something outdoors and something indoors.
Mm-hmm.
That's my main motivation.
Interesting. So you play sport, and then any particular type of sport?
Mainly racket games, tennis, badminton, things like that, but then also volleyball, a little bit of soccer once in a while. So over the years, what I've seen that my motivation to go to the gym or hit the gym to stay fit has changed.
Yeah.
Initially, it was to excel at sports. Now it's not so much so, but to be fit enough so that when my kid grows older, I can play along with him, something like that.
Yeah.
So my main observation of people who have been hitting gym regularly 10, 12 years or so is that they always stick around with a group who is very motivated
mm-hmm.
To either go to the gym or do something physically active, something like that. Mm-hmm. So stick around with a bunch of people who are also motivated to sports or something.
Stay on the sports, and thank you for the call, Sham. I appreciate it. Play sports. You know, I know people that get exhausted playing chess. You know, that's too physically exhausting. So
that's why you're so tired.
Stop hating on me, man. God, you're making me sound like this out of shape. Come on, please. I'll ball you any day. I'm tired of taking your crap. You riled up Ricky in the morning. I'm tired of taking your crap. Man, what are the listeners going to think?
Yes.
Please.
Bring it.
All right, 1-855-772-8278. 1-855-772-8278. Give us some ideas. We got these passes to give away, people. Help me out. Motivate me. Play sports. All right, not bad. Not bad. But I kind of knew that. I've been playing sports all my life. Regardless of what Anu says. Let's go to Sunnyville. And Calvi, welcome to Lunch with Ricky. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Okay, so the way I work out is... go to the gym, but usually go to group exercise classes,
mm-hmm.
like Bollywood dance, Zumba, U-Gym, and yoga classes. So that keeps me motivated. One is every day there's something new.
So do you go every day?
I do at least 4 times a week.
Wow, 4 times a week. That's pretty good. And this is like and you've made this into a routine. See, that's huge. Getting into that routine. So, is there a set time you go? Is maintaining that routine like the initial start of all this? That's what I don't understand.
Yes, that is because the classes are at a set time, and it is 8 o'clock, 7:30, 8:30, and but it varies. One's 6:30 to 7:30, but the other three are 7:30 to 8:30.
So you do yoga and some other these classes.
Yeah, so the other, because it's motivating because, you know, you're with friends every day. There's something new to look forward to.
So here's the thing, and be very honest here. So now if you, at one of these classes, you see a guy, not exactly the most fittest or the most flexible. Do you guys sit, you know, together, all you fellow flexible people, do you sit and poke fun of that guy?
No.
Oh, thank God.
So Ricky can try out a new class.
Thank God. Okay, yes. See, I'm always worried about that because it's like, yeah, like, you know, I see these classes. I'm like, dude, like, sometimes, you know, like, I've never been that, you know, been able to stretch that much or that physical or that flexible. And I was like, dude, if I go to these classes, be it Bikram or this, are these people going to make fun of me? Like, look at that loser in the back. You know, so if, as long as Calvi not going to make fun of me, you're good. Yeah, you know, Calvi, are you still online?
Yes.
All right,
yes.
You know what we're going to do? You know what we're going to do? There you go. We're going to make you a winner. Ding, 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 ding. Do me a favor. Email me at ricky@radiofundu.com. ricky@radiofundu.com. We're going to get you situated with a nice gift package, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
All right. Again, yeah, I should have mentioned that early. If you've got an idea you want to give to us and you're at your desk, can't type, drop us an email. ricky@radiofundu.com. That's R-I-K-H-I at radiofundu, F-U-N-D-O-O.com. You can drop us a line. We can also have a Facebook account, Facebook.com/Runch with Ricky. Drop us your favorite ideas and lines. We are pretty good about getting back to emails. And, hey, who knows? You may win online. All right. We got some more callers here. People like this topic. Let's go to Ashok. Ashok in Fremont. Tell us. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well. How you doing, man?
Oh, man. That's messed up. You poked fun at them. I mean, come on now.
Pull fun who?
You remember that you were saying, hey, in the yoga class, he's not flexible.
Dude, I'm that guy. I know, right? Like, I am that guy. Exactly. So that's why I was like, I'd love to join you guys, but if you make fun of me, that's going to be pretty demotivating.
Yeah, I'm not a flexible guy. I wouldn't even try that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So that's like, before I even try, like, oh, man. And you know the worst thing? I don't mind if guys make fun of me. If girls make fun of me, like, I just get, my confidence gets shot, you know? And so, like, that's what I was asking her.
As soon as you sit down, say, okay, let's put your knee behind your neck. I'm like, okay, you know, time to go.
Well, can I sit in the back and watch? All right, let's go. Like, Ashok, you got some ideas for me, huh?
Yeah. So, I found my motivation to go to the gym is zero, right?
Yeah.
But I've been blessed where, you know, I'm not obese or anything. I've been fit. I play a lot of soccer, so that's how I get my cardio that way. And my downfall is sweets, right? So,
yeah.
You know, if you put a cake in front of me, it's pretty much gone. But
yeah.
I'm not big. The thing is, if I keep going this way, and the day, you know, I get hurt or, you know, stop playing soccer, I'll be like 400 pounds for sure. But what I'm saying, what my three things is that what you need to, in order to be fit, you need three things, right? You need mental health, you need physical health, and you need motivation. Mm-hmm. I think that's the overall plan that you need to do.
Yeah.
The other thing is working out in a gym most of the time. For example, I started going, my friends, peer pressure, what have you, in a group. That's my motivation, is to go with others so that, you know, it's more fun. You get to talk with people. You know you have your comrades there, what have you, and you know. It's better that way. You're not sitting there all by yourself, you know.
Yeah.
Because your friends will push you to the next limit, you know. You can go there and you can do 5-pound weights or you can do 25-pound weights.
Yeah. Great points. Unfortunately, I got to scoot here. But for recognizing my plight and you know, and kind of and understanding where I come from, we're going to make you a winner today too, man. So do me a favor. Email me, ricky@radiofundu.com. We'll get you situated. And for you not having, you know, not having to work out and having a decent physique, I hate you. Just teasing the show. Thanks for calling, man. All right, let's go one more call before we hit the break here. Let's go to Monica. Monica, welcome to Lunch with Ricky. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
I hope so. Okay. And for me, like, I used to hit the gym every day before moving to Fremont.
Mm-hmm.
But now since my husband doesn't come home early, so I cannot. So what I do is I have twins. So I just pick one of the twins, climb the stairs up and down.
Up and down.
That's how I try to keep myself
and
fit.
And up and down and up and down.
But I haven't come back to my shape because I'm not working out regularly. But I do up and down. I pick one of them or sometimes two of them, and I just walk down the stairs up and down.
Yeah. No, that's a good one, Monica, and thank you for the call here. You know, there's little things you can do around the house, right? And just keep yourself fit. Just keep yourself fit. There's all these exercises. Walk up the stairs. Now, if you have a one-story house, don't know what to tell you, but walking up the stairs back and forth, that's not bad. You know, there's so many things that you just, in a random day, oh, crap. I would love to know how many times you go up and down the stairs in a day.
Probably quite a bit. Quite a bit, right? If you make an effort, because there are elevators almost everywhere, too.
No, but I'm just talking about at home. Yeah, oh. I don't know what kind of house you got under that. You got an elevator in your house. Look at you. Big time.
Moving on up.
For all you guys on hold, stay on hold. We're going to get you guys in a bit here. We're going to keep this segment going. People have some ideas.
And we got Ruchino waiting for
us. We got Ruchino waiting for us as well. So 1-855-772-8278. 1-855-772-8278. Rump Thug Yogi is. We'll be right back.
You're having lunch with Ricky in the morning. Join us at facebook.com/lunchwithRicky.
मैं प्रेम दा प्याला पी आया एक पल में सदियां जी आया सारी मधुशाला पी आया एक पल में सदियां जी आया मैं पी आया मैं पी आया मैं पी आया जा पी आया मैं जी आया
SATs? Have they been procrastinating? Let Insight Education calm your worries. Call or email Insight Education today to know about the April Break SAT Boot Camp starting April 16th in Cupertino. This 9-day camp targets students in need of SAT preparation for the May or June SAT test. This is a great way to take action and make productive use of your child's April break. For more info, visit www.insighttestprep.com or call 408-252-5050 408-252-5050
Gurus of Dance is now accepting Bollywood Dance Class registrations for its next musical production, Twice Upon a Time. Register before March 15th and get $30 off the full price at any of our 10 convenient locations. Come, be a part of the next spectacular production. For more information about classes and locations, please visit www.gurusofdance.com.
I don't know. Itni jaldi shaadi ki shopping jewelry sab kaise hoga?
Oh, Papa, don't worry. I visited PNG Jewelers with Trina and I loved their designs.
I know PNG Jewelers. They're great. With so many options in diamond jewelry, emerald, ruby, kundan and polki stone set in 22 karat gold.
They seem to be the most reliable jeweler in the Bay Area. And now they have an online store too. Papa, you can purchase Canadian maple and Swiss gold coins for your investments. And Mom, they also buy old jewelry at great prices. So you can sell your heavy jewelry and then buy some sets that I like.
PNG Jewelers, a name you can trust for the last 177 years. Buy online or come to our store at 820 East El Camino Real in Sunnyvale. Call 1-888-764-4099 or go to www.pngjewelers.com.
SP Entertainment presents Paresh Rawal live on stage in Krishan vs. Kanhaiya on Sunday, April 24th, 6 p.m. at Chabot College Performing Arts.
Aaraum phir se America. Wahi natak lekar Krishan vs. Kanhaiya. But naye kisse aur nayi soch ke saath.
For tickets or more information, visit sbixentertainment.com or call them at 408-834-7711. 408-834-7711.
Aap sun rahe hain Radio Fundoo. For advertising, call us at 408-476-6118. 408-476-6118.
Pyar ki baat nazakat ke saath. Nazakat yani Mehra Jewelers.
Khalis pyar ka khalis tohfa.
Certified diamond jewelry, 24 karat gold coins. Chahe to apni pasand ke gehne order par banwaiye.
Get large variety in 22 karat hallmark gold jewelry. So
100% Shud Gehne, Mehra Jewelers.
998 East El Camino Real, Sunnyvale.
Mehra Jewelers.
Call 408-245-9770. Call 408-245-9770. Or log in to www.mehrra.us.
And now back to lunch with Ricky in the morning. Hey, Ricky, stop stretching. You don't have to start doing yoga now.
I got motivated, dog. Do it. Why not? All right. Again, we're asking people how you stay in shape. And along with that, I've gotten ridiculed and teased. And that's okay. I can handle it. All right, let's go back to the lines. And then we're going to get to Rachna here in a second. But a couple calls I want to get in for people on hold here. Let's go to Neha. Neha's calling from Los Altos. Welcome to Lunch with Ricky in the Morning.
Thank you.
All right. Tell me.
All right. Well, I mean, I think it depends on it depends on what age you are. I don't know how to say that. And
you can say that.
How
it's okay.
You are to begin with, because what I was doing at 20 is very different than what I do now at 40.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think, but swimming is really good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you swim or what. Golfing is awesome. I know you poo-pooed that, I think, a couple of shows ago. But
you could get a workout by golfing?
Yeah, totally. If you walk the course.
That's true.
There's the first problem.
That's true.
You're the guy who runs and gets the golf carts.
I do the golf carts, but walking the course. Keep going, Nate. I didn't mean to cut you off. I was like, the first time I heard you could do physical fitness on a golf course. Okay.
No. I mean, you got to walk. Well, I guess the premise is that in order to continue to be in shape, you have to be doing something for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, then you need to be doing something that you can do for a long period of time. I think those that, like, crash and burn, they go, you know, they run 5 miles in a year, I think they've burnt out. So doing something at maybe a slower pace.
And by being constant and consistent with it.
Yeah, I think that's a big help. I mean, it's worked for me to do that. And I think diet, which I guess is your next step anyway.
We're gonna get to diet in a second. But, no, that's I love it. That's a really good point. And I think
it's not that hard, and it gets you out. It's a 4-5 hour deal.
Yeah.
So when you're playing, you can't be eating.
I love it. So all the guys out there, if you're listening, you can play golf. And I think we got to make we got to get that to the top of the list here. There you go, Neha. We're gonna make you a winner. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
You taught me that I could play golf. Drop me a line at Ricky@radiofundu.com. Let's get. Was going to go to Rachna right now?
Yeah, let's do Rachna. Yeah, yeah.
I think we got Rachna on the line. Rachna, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All
Thanks
right.
for
wanna,
having me on your show, Ricky.
Well, I want to introduce you properly. So we want to introduce Rachna, who is the fitness go-to person here in the Bay Area. She has a show here on Wednesdays at noon on 11:70 a.m. Rachna, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. Yes. So let's see. So I am a fitness person, and people who've known me, they definitely know how much I enjoy and how much it's my passion. So. The best way of putting it is I live and definitely breathe fitness. So.
See, and you're the perfect person to ask. And so, you know, this came on the heels of, you know, a little my own personal discovery, but also, like, you know, taking a couple of trips to India and then going to a family party over the weekend. Let's face it. I'm not calling anyone out, but, man, obesity is just a problem with South Asians, isn't it? What's the reason? I mean, I hate to stereotype. Is there a fundamental reason why the South Asian culture, perhaps obesity, hits us more?
You know what, I probably would say just a couple of different things. First of all, our tradition, traditionally back in India or, you know, wherever that you're originally from, is exercise has never been a part of our lifestyle. I've seen a lot of people, like parents, they would go out and walk, but that's pretty much it. You know, they've never added a routine, something that they would really follow in a specific lifestyle. And again, in this day and age, you know, walking alone is not going to make people lose weight.
Yeah.
Our food is different than what people had back in India. Our lifestyle is different. You know, our cars are parked in the garage. Our kids are right in the school. They, you know, we go and pick them up the car. And so things have changed. So just the walking alone is not going to make a difference. And all the foods that we're eating definitely, you know, makes a big difference.
You hit on the food, and I want to get to that in a second, Rachna. But yeah, that's a great – I want to hit on the first thing. The walking is not an exercise, because you see a lot of Indian South Asians, especially if you go to Lake Elizabeth, and that's their exercise for the week or for the day, just walking. That's not an exercise. Now, is there a type of walk that maybe, like, if you do a rigorous walk, can that be counted as proper fitness? Or
I would probably say power walk. And again, there's a, you know, definitely a good way of doing power walk. But again, you know, just to give information, walking alone, probably like an hour of walk ends up burning about, 200 to 300 or something calories, or even less. And just to let you know, two rotis is going to give you that much calories.
Wow.
Imagine if you had two chapatis or two rotis in a day and all you did walking, that's pretty much it. How are you going to burn the fat that's in your body? So you need to be doing more.
So define power walk.
When I say power walk, you know, again, it's done at a fast pace. Now, I actually also call it the funny walk. It's in a lot of people kind of feel embarrassed when they're doing the funny walk. So get up in the morning and do a funny walk. And it's actually called you're taking long steps. Your elbows are going back and forth. And then you really kind of, as if imagine you're punching in the front every time. And then you take your elbow back. So punch in the front, go take your elbow back. And you probably might have seen a lot of people doing that funny walk early mornings or whatever time of the day. And that's what's called a power walk. But every time you do a power walk, I also keep telling people to suck your stomach in every time they do that. And people who've known me, they've gotten used to telling me suck their stomach in, that they just practice it all the time. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of a power walk. And I would definitely, you know, but again, just strolling here and there or just walking in a park, I mean, it's okay. It's definitely good. You know, it's definitely, you know, something, but it's not an exercise.
Yeah. So, and one more on this one. Then if the walking doesn't do it and people don't enjoy power walk, what's a good supplemental exercise?
You know what? They have to combine everything. You know, the way it looks is that, you know, walking is a good cardio. You know, it's good for the heart. It's everything good. But at the same time, you're not really doing a lot of strength training, which is definitely lacking. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of South Asian people, Desi people, tend to have a high tendency to gain weight is because, first of all, our food isn't right, which is lacking protein. We've never done strength training. Again, strength training makes you, you know, get muscles. And that's very, very important. So you have to combine kind of, you know, strength training along with cardio workouts. So both combination is a good plan for a workout. Mm. One alone is not going to make you do it. And then second thing, we're not eating protein by diet also, so which is, again, not giving us good metabolism by getting muscle going.
So on that, I want to get on the diet. I know you got to scoot in a second, but if I get a couple more questions regarding diet, I think South Asian diets a huge one, right? The lack of protein. We eat all these dals and things like that, but at the end of the day, that's not enough compared, especially those of us who are vegetarian. What tips do you have on the diet front?
You know, diet, definitely, first of all, I have to give a number out there so people kind of, you know, kind of have something to watch. I would definitely say, you know, a woman, normal age, height, you know, weight should be probably having at least about 70 to 80 grams of protein per day. If I calculate the numbers, which I do all the time when I see my clients and I look at them and I kind of calculate the numbers based upon a vegetarian diet, or even if they're non-vegetarian, we're not eating meat every day, those numbers of the protein per day hardly cross about 20-ish per day, 20 to 25 grams per day, as opposed to a person should be having at least about 70 to 80 grams per day. And that makes a big difference because, you know, proteins are definitely going to make you lose more weight because they, you know, get your metabolism up going. So different ways of adding protein. I know a lot of people are tired of eating tofu. They always say, oh, my gosh, I just can't eat tofu, you know, the rest of my life. You know, that's the only source of protein if you're vegetarian. But there are a bunch of things. Mix and match. I would probably say you can have a handful of nuts about two times a day. You know, don't. That's okay. You can have one-time almonds. You can have another time peanuts, which is fine. That's a good source. Having good kind of cheeses. You know, again, go for something that's lower in saturated fat, but having a string cheese or one of the low-fat mozzarella cheeses, having about, I would say, about 10 to 12 ounces a day is perfectly fine, which is going to give you a good source of protein if you're vegetarian. So we talked about cheeses. We talked about different kind of nuts. Let's see, you know, I keep on telling on my show, you know, I talk about quinoa, I talk about brown rice, you know, a lot of different options that people can mix and match. But I would make a suggestion to every person listening out there is, it might be silly, but for the next 1 or 2 days, you know, make a journal. Yeah. Whenever you're eating something, look at the kind of protein you're eating, you know, and you'll know. Are your numbers 20 grams per day? Are your numbers 50 grams a day? So you know exactly what kind of adjustments you have to make your lifestyle to get to the number that I mentioned about 70-something per day. So make a journal. For the next 2 days, whatever you eat, just put it down and say, okay, I had 3 grams, I had 4 grams, I had 10 grams. You know, not something very specific, but just to kind of know exactly, or not even exactly, how much are you ending up eating.
No, so and it's a good way to track. And last question there. You know, one thing I hear is the time you eat. Especially your dinner. Any kind of truth to that, or is there, you know, you can eat any much any time?
You know, it really depends upon, again, the time is a very good question, but it really depends upon the time you sleep also. So if a person is sleeping at 12 o'clock, I'm not going to tell him to eat the dinner at 6 o'clock, right? But if a person sleeps at 10 o'clock, then yes, 6 o'clock is fine. The whole goal is to eat at least about 2 to 3 hours before you sleep.
Perfect.
So based upon whatever time you sleep, but again, having about 5 or 6 times a day, small portions is always a key.
Good to know. And Rachna, people can find out more. I believe you're doing a boot camp, huh?
Yes, we are doing a boot camp, and that boot camp is coming up. So if anyone is interested in losing weight, you know, don't miss out. This is a boot camp that is for men and women both. It starts this Sunday. We are going to be meeting for a period of 2 months every Sunday morning, and you will be given exactly what to do in terms of exercise plans, Desi meal plans. which is definitely very, very important. I'm going to be organizing like typical Indian, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, whatever the kind of meal that you eat, meal plans along with exercise plans, and we will be meeting every Sunday. And it starts this Sunday. The whole focus of this program is to make a person lose weight as much as we can possibly can, have them lose weight the right way, which is the key. I'm not going to make anyone do a crash dieting kind of a thing. I'm not going to make anyone, you know, starve or, you know, keep exercising or running outside. No. The right way of exercising, the right way of eating food, my focus is to, you know, make everyone lose as much weight as possible in the 2 months. Again, starts this Sunday, April 24th, and it's going to be at my Sunnyvale Center. It's 8 to 9 in the mornings.
Perfect. And people can go to your website, right? RachnaRadio.com?
Yes, they can go to the website, Rachna Radio, R-A-C-H-N-A, RachnaRadio.com. Or they can also give us a call at 408-829-1877.
Perfect. Rachna, thank you so much for joining us. This is, you know, healthy tips, I think, that we all, we were having some fun in the morning going back and forth. But at the end of the day, these tips are wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Ricky.
No problem. There you go. Eat healthy. Eat early. There you go. We got a couple of guys on hold. If you guys are on hold, stay on hold. We're going to wrap the show up, and we're going to wrap the segment at 1-855-772-8278. 1-855-772-8278. Our thanks to, again, Rachna from Rachna Fitness for joining us, giving us some tips. We'll be right back.
You're having lunch with Ricky in the morning. Join us at facebook.com/lunchwithricky.
उसल पाव हो तो ऐसा वावा और मक्खी की रोटी और सरसों का साग भी लाजवाब है
चाट भवन
हाँ हाँ उंगलियाँ चाटते रह जाओगे
अब और क्या कहना ये तो चाट का भवन है
चाट भवन
located at 5355 Maury Avenue in Fremont
they also do on-site catering
visit chatbhavan.com or call them on 510-795-1100
Are your parents or relatives coming to America? Are you looking for affordable and reliable insurance coverage for them? Then just log on to visitorscoverage.com and buy the best policy within 5 minutes. No medical examination, no paperwork, no hassles. Go online at visitorscoverage.com and get an instant ID card. It's that simple. Remember, for visiting parents insurance, the name you can trust is Visitors Coverage.
Spa Dhara is a luxury 5-star spa located in Pacific Commons Mall in Fremont. Spa Dhara features organic facials, massages, Turkish body rituals, and has full suite of Ayurvedic services. It also features a full-service salon with threading, waxing, and pedicure manicure. Experience Spa Dhara today. Call them at 510-256-5001. That is 510-256-5001 or visit www.spadhara.com.
As a mom, you tend to sacrifice some things you want to do for yourself. But I was always really self-conscious about my teeth. And so I finally decided to do something for myself and got Invisalign. Invisalign was amazing. The aligners were clear and comfortable. And hardly anyone knew I had them in.
If you're not happy with your smile, do something for yourself. Visit PannuDental.com and schedule your free consultation. With experience of more than 1,000 Invisalign cases, Dr. Pannu can help you achieve the picture-perfect smile. 4 locations, San Jose, Dublin, Fremont, and Cupertino. Call now, 1-800-360-9250. 1-800-360-9250.
Are you looking for a job placement in the field of IT? If yes, then you need to contact Canvas Infotech Incorporated. Canvas Infotech offers courses tailored to the needs of professionals from the tech savvy to the tech illiterate. They guarantee placement in business analysis, project management, quality assurance, .NET, Oracle, and Java. They file H-1B visas and green cards too. Contact them today, 510-342-5663. 510-342-5663. Or go online at canvasinfotech.com.
Mention this radio ad and get $100 off their professional passes.
आप सुन रहे हैं रेडियो फंडू फॉर एडवर्टाइजिंग कॉल अस एट 408-476-6118 408-476-6118
And now back to lunch with Ricky in the morning. Hey Ricky, what flavor protein shake is that?
Strawberry baby. Dude, are you watching this? Are you hearing about this thing? This Trump for president thing is gaining momentum. My God, him and Sarah Palin coming together.
Together?
Yeah, well, she was officially like, she's supporting it, and I don't know if she hasn't endorsed them because she may be running herself. That's a little scary, huh?
I don't know. First of all, Donald Trump running is one thing, but to have Sarah Palin endorse I don't know if you want it, or is that really going to help?
I may get the endorsement of his party, which is he needs to get through that party first. Speaking of politics, did you see this thing about Obama's Michelle Obama's plane?
No, what happened?
Dude, it was nearly like, it was this close apparently, about a mile away from hitting another fighter plane. They just had mix-ups in the communications.
Communications. Wait, did we have another FAA controller fall asleep?
Who knows?
Dude, that's
scary, though.
That is the scariest part. There, yeah. I mean, I think some guy fell asleep last weekend. Even napping is okay now. What's going on in the world, man?
Yeah, when you're the first lady is affected.
Well,
know,
yeah, then you. I would be terrified. Scary. How do you screw that? How do you look on the radar screen and go,
okay.
Hey, you think you can make that?
Speaking of, you know, the thing I'm getting tired of. I'm really getting sick of. Mm. I really don't care about Prince William's wedding.
Yeah, I honestly.
I don't care.
When is it? Is it coming up?
I think the 29th. Oh, you know.
When is it? Because it's one of those things you hear about like a year in advance, and you're like, oh, wait, that hasn't happened yet.
But, you know, so I don't know if you've YouTubed this, but I think it was T-Mobile just came out with a spoof ad about the. About the wedding, and it's like they're going down the aisle. Remember that, you know, when you're walking down the aisle and the big dance? They had that with the – and I didn't even know when the wedding was. So I'm like, Mom, I forwarded the link. I was like, check this out, you know, and she's like, that's a spoof. But
Wait. Hold on.
I was the one tricked.
You were the one tricked, and your mom.
I was like, you idiot. I was like,
awesome.
Yeah, no,
that's great.
But I couldn't care less, man. The whole world's going to be watching this thing. It's supposed to be the ultimate wedding, but I couldn't care less, man. Hey, good for you guys, and I'm glad you guys are getting married. But anyone care? I'm tired of seeing this in the news. But anyway, those are the headlines for today that I saw. There was it's just funny, man. There's so many other things going on in the world, but let's focus on this wedding.
Hey, you know what? I mean, with that, with Japan, got the election season about to heat up now.
Fun times, man. Fun times. It's spring right now, and it's gonna be a fun summer.
It is.
Give me a fun time.
I'm pretty good on that. Yeah. You
know? Well, I gotta go hit the gym.
Yeah. Actually, you're gonna get back into your yoga. Is that
I got various options that I gotta get into. Yoga. Go hit the cardio. But no, it was a good show, and thanks for everyone calling. At a good time, and thank you for all the ideas. Again, if you're a winner, drop us a line at Ricky@RadioFundo.com. Mom, Dad, MJ, Ray, thank you for listening. For everyone listening, have a wonderful day. Can I get a hug?
Oh, I'll be giving you a huge one after this show.
Please get a hug?
Absolutely.
For everyone listening, yeah. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful week. Can I get a hug? And remember, if you want a revolution, the only solution, evolve. Till next time.